It's been a tough year for this guy, man, because you know, he drafted Trey Burton in his fantasy league, but that man is Jason, and that man is you. I know people say don't talk about fantasy, but I feel like your effort needs to be commended.
It's the start of the playoffs.
It is, and I think your effort needs to be. You didn't know I was going to do this.
I should have had something prepared. Actually,
no, let me handle it.
Go right ahead. Thank you.
Your effort needs to be committed because you have battled week after week after week with, frankly, one of the most suboptimal fantasy lineups and teams you will ever see.
It's pretty bad. Lowest scoring team in the league, I believe, this year.
Yep, you are definitely the grit and grind of the fantasy league.
Yeah, I'm like them grids.
You have managed to make it to the playoffs with an above 500 record.
Got in, baby, like those Grizz, last seed.
Your lineup consists of I'll pick out a few of the following.
Go ahead and tell them. Give them to some of my powerhouse people.
Memphis and David Johnson, right?
Yeah, he's my third pick.
Robert Woods.
Been a stud, actually. That's not even, yeah. You're hurting yourself here.
I'm not hurting myself.
That's a good player.
I'm just going with your starting
lineup. No, I can feel the sarcasm seeping out of you.
Gus Edwards, the Gus Bus, who just became a thing 2 weeks ago.
Nice pickup. Thanks, Bennett. I listened to your advice. He used to have a show, you know.
LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
Trash. But again, you've made it work. And I think you might be the only fantasy team in the entire world that rosters two Oakland Raiders.
Yep.
Because
you have the hidden gems on that mess of a team.
You have Jared Cook as your starting tight end, and you have...
Oh, he's like top five.
And you believe more than maybe anybody else, including John Gruden and Jalen Richard.
I'm his biggest fan this year. Nobody else knows who the hell I'm talking about except for you. Jalen Richard.
And you have Deion Lewis there on your bench, but he just doesn't give you.
I really appreciate you doing this. I started the league. I started out 2-4, and I've rebounded and made the playoffs. I'm very proud of myself. Gonna take down the man that finished me off in the Super Bowl, the fantasy Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, Greg Ratliff.
Now,
laying down the gauntlet, I owe you, buddy.
He got
the money last year.
He did. Now, I will say this.
Remember, I had to donate a second place offering to the church instead of a first place offering. I'm coming for you, Ratliff.
You are up against it this week. I mean, you are a 15-point underdog.
God is going to make a way. The team's called Deacon's Angels.
Who goes off this week? Who is the guy that if
look
he,
at my I got a lot of green on those matchups.
You do
brother,
have some see, very yeah, good matchups.
It's all lined up. It was I'm telling you, the fast will help.
The fast is going
to
help
because all these blessings I'm about to. These guys are about to pop off.
A lot of and you did have AJ Green, but he's of course now on
another
the,
one. Another man bites the dust.
Dropped Jarvis Landry.
You did
yeah,
let go of Jarvis Landry.
He was giving
Landry.
Me nothing. Baker
Team Doyle had to put him on the bench.
But Team Doyle, I ain't going to run Jarvis Landry this year.
I know why you're doing
I'm
this.
I'm running him this week.
The only reason,
you're on a bye.
You think, whatever.
I know why y'all are doing got. This. Listen, y'all, we'll stop. The fantasy talk will stop. They're doing this because they're the one and the two seed, John and Bennett. We don't talk about fantasy on the show because nobody wants to hear about another man's team.
Right.
We are interested in things like fantasy injuries. If you had a Stefania Bell on right now, John, I'd be listening
respond.
To you. I'd be listening to you. Okay, but the only reason you're doing this is because you're amused as the number one seed at the little guy that just barely made the playoffs. That's all this is a laugh at segment, listeners. And
it's
you should have expected it from this clown.
It's not a laugh at segment. I just wanted to give.
I knew it.
I wanted to, because this is it. After this week, it's over. I mean, it's like.
Every time you do this, I'm like a little puppy. I just keep running every time like you're going to do something different. I go, And you just, it's the same trap every time.
It's not a trap.
I'm looking for growth like Penny Hardaway out of you, and I'm not seeing it.
I don't know how you made the playoffs, but you did. And that's what I'm trying to highlight because it's going to be a brief stay, that's most funny. Likely.
Yeah,
and so after this week, I just, you know, we won't be able to talk about your team anymore, you know?
Hey, Bennett, I was asked to ask who handled you last week real fast to wrap this up.
Oh, no.
Was it your boss?
Oh, no.
Did your boss own you last week?
Oh, no.
A man not even making the playoffs?
Listen, I've had that first round bye locked up for weeks. I haven't been really looking at my lineup hard enough. But that ends today.
Both of y'all, I think you've peaked early, and you're going down as the 1 and 2 seed, both of y'all.
It'll be funny if
neither one of y'all wins it.
I've got Patty Mahomes and Todd Gurley. I ain't going nowhere.
That's pretty strong, John.
I ain't going nowhere.
That's strong.
Bennett has Sony Michelle. That's his.
That's pretty funny.
No, you got Breeze and Kamara. That's your 1-2.
Philip Lindsay, AFC Offensive Player of the Week last week.
He did have a nice run last week. He did have a nice run last week.
Good luck to you two and all you listeners with fantasy teams that were lucky enough to make the playoffs.
Your message to your team this week. If you had one, what would be your message?
Feed me, Simo. Feed him.
That's it.
Feed him. Touches.
David Johnson.
All of them.
David Johnson has a chance to go off for 30. You're going to need it. You're going to need it for sure. And it'd be a first. It'd be a first for sure. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. We got Grizz tickets that we're going to give away.
Please do. You've been telling us people you're going to do it. Please, follow through.
You are going to want to stick around to win those. Gary Parrish going to join us at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Favorite 92.9 FM, ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Now at Kroger, you can earn 3 times the fuel points when you take home your favorite meat and seafood. Just clip your coupon from the weekly ad or download it from the app or at Kroger.com. Plus, now through December 11th, you'll earn 4 times the fuel points when you buy gift cards. That's 200 fuel points for a $50 card, just in time for the holidays. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See associate for details. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clogged drains, putting a damper in your day, we'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped-up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best care home services.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she's sold mine, John. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you, too.
Guys, I'd like to introduce you, maybe it's reintroduced for some of you, to a man named Eric Winston. He is a Memphian. He's a man you should know if you don't already. He's the owner of Winston Insurance. He's born and raised here in Memphis, played football over at Kirby High, and then at the University of Memphis. That's right, he's a Tiger, played football with D'Angelo Williams. Now he's a young entrepreneur that we're trying to all get behind. I want you to get behind him. Let Eric put together a tailor-made insurance package going to help fit your life perfectly. Home, auto, life, commercial, whatever you need. Eric's partnered with over 24 insurance companies. It'll make sure those companies, as I've told you before, are going to compete for your business. You know what that means? That means low rates. So give him a call at 901-275-8173 and let him earn your business. He's going to work hard to do it. Again, that number, 275-8173, or you can visit him online at winstoninsures.com. I'm telling you guys, he's going to save you some money. He's going to have you better covered than you are right now. Give him a shot. That's Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, we're getting close to Christmas. You hear the Christmas music on the radio when you're not listening to us, hopefully. That means it's time to get over to Denzel's, because they've got all the stocking stuffers, all the perfect sweet gifts for under the tree that you need. Those chocolate Santas. How about a bag of cashew crunch? The pecan brittle is so good. The candy canes, gingerbread cookies. Denzel's has got it all. Everything you need. And don't forget that chocolate pecan fudge that's been named best in America. You're not going to find it any better. You're not going to find it any fresher. That's because Denzel's is handmade here in Memphis, fresh daily. I tell you that all the time. It's the best. And they'll create towers, baskets, trays for your holiday gifts and parties, whatever you've got. You give them your list, and they'll ship your packages to your clients, your family, your friends, over to your home. Any way you're going to do it, they're going to do it via FedEx, so it's going to be there on time. Stop by Laurelwood, Germantown, or Pleasant View, or the new store out in Collierville. It's at 231 New Byhalia. And let Denstals stuff those stockings for you this year. Denstals, filling your holidays with sweet memories for over 100 years.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESP. And Grizzlies got a big game tonight against the the Western Conference leading, tied for Western Conference leading, Los Angeles Clippers. Jaren Jackson has certainly been a revelation over the last few weeks. Certainly, when you think about the rookies, it's a great class, right? It's a great class overall. But when you think about the best performing rookie so far this season, you think about Luka Doncic and Jaren Jackson. I mean, those are the two that that come to mind. Now, over at Sports Illustrated, there is a profile of Jaren Jackson Jr., Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And what you learn is that he really loves cartoons.
I get it.
And anime.
I'm not sure what that means.
Like, Dragon Ball Z. You know what that is?
I mean, why is that different than a cartoon?
Well, because it's a type of cartoon.
Okay. Yeah. I understand that. I've never understood. So it's a genre in the cartoon.
Yeah, typically yes. Asian origin.
God, thank you, Ben. And I figured you could help me out a little more than John just did.
He also watches episodes of One Piece and Naruto, which is a series chronicling the Wonderkin ninja Naruto Uzumaki. In that series, he says he has connected with Luffy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to give you a little bit of an idea about Jaren the guy.
Okay.
Luffy, in this series, developed superpowers as a 7-year-old. Quote, he's real stretchy. He'll just beat you down and he'll act real casual about it, which is the funny part. He just acts like it's an everyday thing, but like he just kills somebody, just goes off. And that, the writer surmises, is exactly what Jaren Jackson is. Jaren Jackson is Luffy. Right, he's this young kid with superpowers.
I'm getting it.
Okay, do you get it?
Now I'm starting to see what this vision that you've.
I didn't create this vision, sir.
You're creating it right now.
This was a vision that was created by Jake Fisher of Sports Illustrated. But yes, I mean, there's no question about it. When you think about this Grizzly season, though they've taken a little bit of a swoon here in the last week or two, it's been a great season because of the development of Jaren Jackson Jr.
It's been a big part of it.
I mean, and before the season started, I said the only thing that mattered, right, is conveying the pick, frankly, to Boston and getting that out of the way so you can focus on the future now and stop having to worry about later, and how Jaren Jackson plays. That's because this season isn't about this season. This season is about the next season and the seasons after that. I mean, that's just the reality of it and what happens after the season and what moves you can make. And a big part of that and a cog of that is going to be Jaren Jackson Jr., who ranks 7th in the NBA in blocks. And he's one of just 11 front court players in the NBA right now to have drilled over 35% of his threes. I mean, that's pretty incredible when you think about it, how quickly – How basically immediately this guy has come in and been good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, OJ had a good rookie year, but was never really, that was on a bad team. You know, he never did anything for a winning outfit to speak of like Jaren is doing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So there is a ton of reason for excitement about this guy.
Well, I mean, I saw you tweeting it, and I know you love doing it. You know, all those guys that said you didn't want Jaren Jackson. Saw you tweeting it. You got the receipts or whatever you said. You're going to go back and get
some tweets. I didn't have the receipts.
I'd certainly be one of those guys. Oh, and I stopped. I mean.
It's pronounced Luffy, apparently. Sorry. Yeah, not Luffy.
Yeah, do better.
It's spelled Luffy. How would you have pronounced it?
Luffy. Do better.
Luffy.
All of that. I mean, dude, see, that's why I can't. I'm not going to do this with you. Because you get pulled off too much.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I was one of the ones that dogged Jaren Jackson out. And I am one of the ones that continues to be amazed and blown away by how good he is. And it's the offensive side, really, because we knew about the defense. We knew, we figured he would be either good to elite level in terms of rookie coming in defensively who's going to help you there. That's why we said, well, it's going to work with grit and grind, right, and what they're trying to do over there. The part I haven't been ready for is the offense. I haven't been ready for 35% shooting from the three-point line, and that's not just taking a few. It's taking an average of 2.5 a game. I mean, he's consistently knocking it down from out there right now. It's still early in the season. I'd still like to see him. I love the skill. Mm-hmm. I love the skill. Right now, for me, much like to your point about the development of him and how important it is this season, how it's really one of the main things, I want to see him develop inside, right? So when you're standing out there shooting a ton of them, yeah, I love to see him go in, but I want him developing inside. That said, he's so much further along than I thought he'd be. I mean, he was raw. And he is, in many ways, still. Yeah. But he's got a couple of nice moves now where, you know, whether it's a hook over the shoulder, that nice little move he's got, a couple others that, you know, make me think, wow. You know, taking Giannis off the dribble in that win over the Bucks was the one. And it's not just taking him off the dribble, getting the convert and the layup. It was the look in Giannis' eyes. And I told you about it. I talked about it that day after that he was in trouble. You know what I mean? That there was doubt in terms of in his mind. You could tell. You could watch him closely on the play. They replayed it over and over.
Right.
In terms of covering, this guy is getting to the rim so quickly, and he's not going to be able to stop it. And you can see it on his face. That I didn't know Jared's going to be able to do that. He's not going to be Giannis or Durant, we don't think.
Right.
But he's got something there, man, where, you know, it's the next level down. He can take other bigs off the dribble. He's not taking probably little guys off the dribble. But this guy, way more than I thought that end, and that's my whole point of it.
Well, yeah.
A lot of us were wrong on Jaren Jackson. And look, Luka would have looked good in a Grizzlies uniform.
But
I don't know that you've got this record with Luka because, again, he does not help you on that defensive end or at least make you – we've talked about it. When you got Mike and Jaren on the floor, Mark and Jaren on the floor together, you're one of the toughest teams to score on the league.
I agree. I mean, listen.
So it's a better fit for what you want to do right now.
In fairness, they needed both. They needed.
Well, yeah, they need everybody.
I mean, they needed a proven wing scorer, right, and they needed a solid big alongside Marc Gasol. Mm-hmm. You know, so they needed both. So I don't necessarily think there would have been, if they would have gone Doncic, obviously the fan base, but the fan base hated everybody. That's the thing about this draft. The fan base hated everybody.
You're excited, too, with that, aren't you? Because you're still saying the same thing. Maybe you're not winning as many games. Maybe
absolutely.
It doesn't look as grit and grind. But the people are swept up in what he's doing.
Would have used him
heavily. You're talking about some highlight reel stuff he's doing.
I mean, you think about, and again,
it's been efficient, too.
It did not happen. And now that we have Jaren, right, I wouldn't trade it because Jaren's been great.
He's a stud.
You know, but the fact of the matter is, you think about the way that sort of Mike has had to finish these games, Luka being there would have helped Mike in that sense. You wouldn't have relied so much on Mike with the ball in his hands at the end of the game, so you could have freed up Mike, whatever. But anyway, that doesn't matter. He's a Maverick. Jaren Jackson is a Grizzly. He thinks he's Luffy. The guy's name is Luffy. I'm sorry to all the anime fans, because I'm getting tweets. You don't understand. I'm getting barrages of tweets.
About anime names?
Yes. His name, the character's name is Luffy, not Luffy. I'm sorry.
Get it right, man.
I'm not familiar with that show. I don't watch a lot of anime.
Oh, we're going to do these tickets or not, John? You've been teasing.
Yeah, we'll do them at the end of the segment, I think, right? I mean, we'll do them when we go to break. But we do have lots of
tired of you holding that off.
Grizzlies tickets. We'll do it at the end of the break. Yes, as soon as we go to break, we will give away these Grizzlies tickets. They're all good seats. And this is a big game tonight, though. Like we talked about, nobody thought the Clippers would be certainly where they are right now in the season, atop the Western Conference. And they've done it with, frankly, a little bit of a weird roster.
Yeah.
You know, and
mercenary, a roster of mercenaries.
Will it hold up, you know, over the course of a season? I think that's a legitimate question, but they've pieced it together so far. I mean, they've pieced it together and they're coming in tonight. Like we talked about, their third game in four nights.
Mm-hmm.
And they're led by Danilo Gallinari and Tobias Harris. I mean, that's their team right now, with obviously
A bunch of grinders around them.
I mean, Lou Williams is still there.
Beverly.
Yep.
Who's still grinding.
So, they do have players, but I agree with you in the sense that this is not going to be a team you look up in March and April.
I don't think they make the playoffs.
Make the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to do it. I think they'll come back way back down to earth, and they won't. There's too many good teams outside of it right now, John. I know they're in first right now, but you're not talking about a long drop-off, you know, till you're at eight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't, I know it sounds hypocritical because I look at the Grizz and say, okay, there's a chance there. L.A. obviously playing better than the Grizz right now, and I'm speaking of playoffs, obviously. But I just know that Houston is coming in at some point. I'm starting to doubt it with the Spurs.
Right.
At one point, I figured they're one of them. And then you got the Jazz, who you figure, after being one of the better defensive teams in the league the last couple of years, that once they got Donovan healthy, that they're going to be back on the rise. Right now, they're 12-13. They'll be back on. You know what that means, John? That means somebody's got to come out, okay?
Yep.
To get those teams in there. I think one of them's going to eventually end up being the Clippers. They will come back down to earth.
Yeah, so it is a big game for the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. You can see Jaren Jackson in action. Shout out to Luffy. You know what I mean? Give a shout out to Luffy tonight.
I don't understand.
You didn't have a cartoon that you were inspired by growing up?
Voltron, fool.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
and I will form the head, Voltron.
You will form the head?
Yes. One of the five cats was the head.
Okay. There you go.
You know anything about Voltron?
Of course.
There's a little. Wasn't that Japanese there, Bennett?
Was Voltron Japanese?
I just served up a little anime to you there, John.
I don't think that's
how you like that
anime.
What? It was the earliest anime there ever was, fool. I'm the OG of anime. Mm. Tell me it wasn't Japanese.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's right.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Look how I nail it. The old man nails it every time and makes you guys look
young.
How
did you know it was anime? You didn't even know what anime was.
Because I'm an OG. Once you explain it to me, I lock in.
Oh, man. Oh, that's
Studley, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's give. Can we do what we said?
All right, man.
You
fine.
See how eager I am.
Mine was X-Men on Fox.
X-Men on Fox was a big one.
That's cute.
Also, as far
you have one too.
I was also. You know what? You're gonna appreciate this. I was a big fan of Johnny Quest.
See, I was younger. Yeah, I'm considerably younger than y'all, though. So my cartoon.
Johnny Quest is older than me. I just liked the old cartoons.
You know, I mean, I liked Hey Arnold a lot. Hey Arnold was a good show, man.
It was a fine show,
John.
Oh my God. There just wasn't a lot of substance there.
There's a ton of substance. He had a black best friend. You'd love Hey Arnold, Jason.
Because he had a black best friend.
I mean, there was diversity. There was much diversity. They lived
it was a good show.
They lived in a boarding house, right? There was a Jewish guy, a Vietnamese guy, a black guy, a white. It was just everybody lived in harmony.
John, there are people in their cars right now grinding their teeth. Because we told them we're going to give some tickets away. And you want to talk about some cartoon.
I mean,
They're trying to get... You asked me about it. People are trying to get blessed right now. Are you going to do it or not?
All right. We got three pairs that we're going to give away.
Yes.
Right, let's get to it. All
right.
Let's get to it. Yes. Now's the time. John is ready, you guys. Now we can do this.
But we're doing it off the air, though, so nobody will be able to hear it. Callers 3, 6, and 9. 3, 6, and 9, you will get to go to the Grizzlies game tonight. 535-3776. 535-3776. We'll come back with Gary Parrish, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet. Hooray for holiday games! Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super-duper real? GEICO Local Offices. A GEICO Local agent could tailor-fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because GEICO Local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A GEICO local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to GEICO, who does so much more. Like Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. It's a new wireless network that automatically connects you to the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places and the best 4G LTE everywhere else, so you use less data and save more money. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Celebrate the holidays with this amazing deal. Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Wireless savings compares average regular monthly charge of top providers. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New performance starter 25 megabits per second Internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
There's nothing like being present together. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow Deals and fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond bracelets for only $97.49 when you take 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney. Style and value for all. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all, a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So the holidays are just around the corner, and you got to come up with something for her. Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, it doesn't matter what your budget is. The only thing that matters is that you want to impress her and you want to put something special under the tree. They got a few ideas, like a 1-carat set of diamond stud earrings starting at just $7.99. As you guys know, Christmas and New Year's are usually the perfect time to get engaged, and Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect ring to help you make the perfect proposal.
The diamond has always been the symbol of love and commitment. Until now, you had one choice in diamonds. You had to buy diamonds mined from the earth and distributed by those big corporations and mining companies. But now, Howie's shown us, John. He's actually come in here and shown us. Locally owned Robert Irwin Jewelers is giving you a new choice. It's a great choice. Altar created diamonds. They're grown above the ground, if you can believe it. In a greenhouse, they make them. Make them out of diamond seeds. They're environmentally friendly. They're 100% conflict-free. That's important. And here's the key part. They're identical to mined diamonds because they are diamonds. The only difference is where they come from, and they're 25 to 30% less expensive, so you get a bigger, brighter diamond for less money. I remember a guy in the mall. I was buying my ring for my wife from a big box store. Guy in the mall walks past and says, "No, don't do it." I thought he was talking about getting married, John. You know what he was probably saying? Don't go into debt for the ring, right? You'll be in debt for years. The way to go, man, these altar-created diamonds beats it.
Yep.
You get bigger, brighter diamond, you spend less money, you don't go into debt into your marriage. That's what Howie advises. I advise you follow Howie's advice.
Absolutely. Robert Irwin Jewelers. There you go. All right. Every Wednesday around this time, we talk to Gary Parrish. He, of course, covers college basketball for CBSSports.com. You can watch him on CBS Sports Network and CBS HQ. And, of course, you can hear him every afternoon from 4 to 6 here on 92.90. He joins us now. GP, how are you?
What's up with it? I'm good. You guys all right?
I loved your seats last night. Do you not want to talk about it? We'll move on if you don't want to talk about your seats.
But
I thought
the seats were nice. Like I talked about on yesterday's show, there's a handful of coaches that I'm close with, some of whom happen to be, you know, my same age. So we sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say bonded. That's probably an overstatement. But I don't know, became friendly and keep in touch and, you know, had beers together and whatever. And the South Dakota State coach, T.J. Otzelberger, is one of them. He was previously an assistant at Iowa State for Greg McDermott and for Fred Hoiberg. And, like, he also used to work for the Pump, so he was always at the Pump charity event when Kelly and I would go out to the Pump charity event. So he's one of the coaches that Kelly's actually been around. Like, I think if you gave her a pop quiz right now and said, name the basketball coach at Notre Dame or name the basketball coach at Virginia or name the basketball coach at Purdue or Indiana, she might miss those, but she knows TJ is the basketball coach at South Dakota State because her and TJ have been friendly for years as well. And so last year when they came to play Ole Miss, I went and met with them. I wasn't able to go down to Oxford for the game, but I had dinner with them the night before. And on Monday night here in Memphis, I had dinner with the team. And I've been around Mike Dom and David Jenkins and all those guys. And so TJ was like, if you want to bring the family, we got tickets right behind the bench. And I said, sure, I'm sure the kids will enjoy it. And the kids did enjoy it. And we got a lot of TV time as well.
I am so happy to hear that. Who are the coaches that you're not cool with?
You know what? I really don't have relationships like that. I'm not trying to pretend that I'm on great terms with everybody, because when you write and talk as much about college basketball as I am asked to do, whether it's on a podcast or on radio or on television or writing for CBSSports.com, particularly during, you know, the fallout of the FBI investigation, you're forced to have conversations about people you do have personal relationships with that they're just not going to like. You know, for instance, I've been good with Will Wade forever. I've known him since he was at Clemson working with Shaka Smart for Oliver Purnell. And I'm sure that I'm still good with Will Wade, but I did have to talk on a podcast at length about him being caught on a wiretap. And if you're going to speak honestly about these things, you have to acknowledge that it's not a good look. You know, when a Christian Dawkins is telling him, I can get you a top 100 big, but it's going to cost this, this, and this. And Will Wade saying, hey, I can. First he said, let me shut the door, presumably his office door, so nobody can hear him. And then he's saying, hey, I need to get, I can get this done for you, but we got to get it wrapped up. Like, that's not a good look. It certainly suggests that you're willing to do a deal in violation of NCAA rules to get a player. And so, you know, I've had to say these things about Bill Self or Sean Miller, and I know that even if they know deep down it's true, you don't like to hear it. So I wouldn't say that I'm on great terms with everybody, but I will say that I don't really have the issues with people where if I bump into them, it's awkward or uncomfortable. Because I haven't always been this way, but I decided a long time ago I'm not going to ever get personal with a coach. I won't ever take a shot just to take a shot on social media. And if I ever get to a point where I have to call you out or expose you or say something that needs to be said, then I will do it in a way where there's no way you could call me and try to defend yourself against what I wrote or said. And I think that's allowed me to be mostly on good terms with just about everybody. In other words, I just like there are people I know in my actual life who I'm sure don't like me, I'm sure there are coaches who don't like me. But if the question is there some guy out there who he and I would fist fight if we saw each other, I don't believe that person actually exists.
Are you having as much fun watching Tyler Harris as John and I both are?
Yes, and I'll give you guys credit. You were more right about him than I was. You know, you guys both thought that he would come in and make an immediate impact, and I did as well, but I didn't think he'd be playing this well early.
Not this well.
He's averaging 15 points per game. He's a high-volume shooter who's shooting a great percentage from three-point range. I mean, that's not easy to do,
right?
Particularly the shots that he takes. You know, he takes a lot of quote-unquote bad shots, but they're not really bad shots for him. Like, I'm not comparing these two because they're not comparable. But in the same way Steph Curry takes a lot of bad shots that aren't bad shots for him, Tyler Harris takes a lot of bad shots that aren't bad shots for him. I know that there have been some Memphis fans, even some friends of mine, who have said Penny needs to rein him in a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I would not rein him in. I would not tell, you know, when we're 8 games into the season, which, by the way, is about 20%, a little more than 20% of the games you're going to play, mm-hmm. You know, in this season, counting postseason, if you get there, it's about 25% of your regular season schedule. You know, when he's shooting a great percentage from three-point range, playing the way that he plays, I wouldn't mess with it. I would just let him keep playing the way he's playing because it doesn't come across as selfish as much as confident. He believes he can make any shot on the court at any point in the game. And when he's been willing to take shots in the final seconds to try to force overtime, when he stepped to the line and knocked down three free throws to force an extra 5 minutes, that's all good stuff. And I wouldn't mess around with it at all if I were Penny or anybody on that staff. He's a lot of fun, but he's not just fun in the sense that, oh, isn't it fun to watch a little guy make shots? Right. He's a really good and effective college basketball player right now, and he's having a big impact on that program.
How about just the win generally last night against a team like South Dakota State, who was obviously NCAA tournament last year? They got a great player in Mike Dom and the Jenkins guy last night. I mean, goes out for 35.
Gary said dude's a stud, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so they got talent. I know it's not a technically name brand college basketball program to the casual fan, but you cover it, so you know how respectable that program is. How good of a win was that last night for Penny?
Very good win. You know, there's a reason KenPom projected an actual South Dakota State victory in that game. It's because South Dakota State was at tip-off about 60 spots higher than Memphis in the KenPom ratings. They were 65th at tip-off. They're 71st now. So still we're talking about a win over a top 75 KenPom team that, like you said, has been to two straight NCAA tournaments, beat Iowa and Ole Miss last season, has one of the all-time great college basketball scorers in Mike Dom. And just like I said on my show yesterday, and it turned out to look good last night, given the way the game unfolded, you know, Mike Dom is a two-time Summit League Player of the Year, and he's about to be a three-time Summit League Player of the Year. But then he'll move on to playing professional basketball. And David Jenkins is then going to be a two-time Summit League Player of the Year. He was awesome last night, 35 points, making shots from all over the court. Turned it over a little too much, as did the team, and that was ultimately the issue. When I went to dinner with South Dakota State the night before, I actually sat at a table with the coaching staff and with David Jenkins, who, by the way, is like a really sharp young man, like really bright, really personable. Like, I like him a lot, and it was nice to see him play that way last night. But they had two concerns, Memphis's offensive rebounding and Memphis's pressure. And with the way Memphis is playing, they're not just going to take the ball from you all the time, but the other side of pressing is just making a team play at a speed that it's not comfortable playing. And I thought you saw them do that to South Dakota State last night. Specifically, David Jenkins, there were times when he got the ball in the backcourt and he's racing the ball up the court because he's got a transition opportunity. But while doing that, he's just playing at a speed at which he's uncomfortable, and he would dribble the ball out of bounds or just have it taken from him. There were multiple times where South Dakota State threw the ball out of bounds, like just threw it over somebody's head, and that is the byproduct of Memphis making them play at a speed where they weren't comfortable and the pressure defense actually bothering them. But either way, it's a top 75 team, and Memphis, you know, like handled them pretty much from start to finish. They were up 15 in the second half, end up winning by eight, even though South Dakota State knocked down, I believe, 14 three-pointers on them. And so you just start providing context for what happened last night and what it could mean going forward. First things first, do you know how many top 75 KenPom wins Memphis got last season?
One.
Houston. Exactly one. It was Houston in February.
Oh, my God. Tubby's cut the phone line. Tubby, cut the phone line. Get Gary back on. We're not going to stand for this. Tubby always tries to cut the phone line when somebody tries to get real. Unbelievable. One top 75 win for that team last year that you loved so much. Not you, but they know who I'm talking about. That they loved so much. That was just so much, you know.
Yeah, I need Gary back. I got one more.
So worth what's going on over there? Did Tubby really cut the phone line, Bennett? My goodness. Now we can't get him back on. But it is interesting, though. And honestly, like, if you paid attention, though, that's not surprising. They played nobody in the non-conference to start the year. They played teams that were sub-150, sub-200 in the KenPom or the RPI or whichever metric you want to use.
You know, the other thing I just noticed, though, is that yes, while it was the first victory over team ranked in the top 100, KenPom, you said a top 75. Okay, Bennett's saying Gary's phone must have disconnected. While it's the first victory, you have one now because the team has moved into the top 100, and that team would be Yale.
Right.
Wasn't top 100 when you beat them.
Correct.
But it'll matter at the end of the season. I think we, yes?
Gary, no? Are you back?
Yeah, I am. The call just dropped. What do you want me to do? I'm not in touch.
No, we just assumed Tubby cut the phone line.
Hey,
so.
I don't
think so. He's. I think Tubby got a nice win last night. I saw Andy Katz maybe tweet from the airport. He bumped into Tubby. Maybe they beat Valpo or something.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Tubby maximizing.
I got.
Go ahead.
Here's the point I was trying to make.
Yep.
You know, so Memphis already has that one top 75 win. They beat South Dakota State inside FedEx Forum and really handled them from tip to buzzer, even though South Dakota State made a lot of three-pointers. There's only three teams in the American Athletic Conference right now that are, according to KenPom, better than the team that Memphis beat last night. It's Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. So one of the things I've said since the schedule was released, two different things. I said that I thought Memphis would actually have a hard time in the non-league schedule, that four or five losses seem likely. And at this point, it looks like it's going to be five. It looks like Memphis is going to have five losses when it enters conference play because beating Tennessee inside FedEx Forum is going to be difficult. Not impossible, but unlikely. So let's say Memphis beats UAB 5-4, loses to Tennessee 5-5, then Little Rock, Tennessee State, Florida A&M, that is 6-5, 7-5, 8-5. I thought that Memphis might go something like 9-4, 8-5 in the non-league schedule. A lot of Memphis fans said, "Ooh, that's not going to be good." And I know it's not good without context, but given the non-league schedule that Penny A inherited and B then created with the Texas Tech game, this was always going to be the likely scenario, four or five losses in the non-league. But then I also said I thought Memphis could finish top four in the American Athletic Conference. And some people had a hard time making sense of both of those things. But I really do think, as of today, that is still, I don't know about a likely scenario, but it's certainly possible, and here's why. Again, there's only three teams in the AAC that are better, according to KenPom, than South Dakota State: Cincinnati, Houston, UCF. And so if Memphis only wins its games at home against teams rated similarly or lower than South Dakota State, that gives them seven league wins right there. In other words, you just got to beat teams worse than South Dakota State at home You can get to 7 league wins just by doing that. And then they also have 3 road games against sub-175 conference opponents. Those are bad teams. If you can just win those, that gets you to 10 league wins right there. And then suddenly, like 11-7, and this might be ambitious, but why not play along on December 5th? You know, going 12-6, 13-5 in the league doesn't seem all that impossible. And it's not got a whole lot to do with Memphis as much as it's got to do with the rest of the American Athletic Conference. 13 of Memphis's 18 league games are against teams that are worse than South Dakota State, the South Dakota State team Memphis beat last night. And it's why I think Memphis is going to be way better from a wins-loss perspective in the league than it's going to be in the non-league. And it's why Memphis is going to have a chance to win the AAC title, because it doesn't matter who Memphis plays, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, whomever. Those are the only 3 teams, the ones I mentioned, Houston, UCF, and Cincinnati, that would be favored over Memphis inside FedEx Forum as of today. So if you just project that to March, perhaps it's the same deal. And those teams, none of them would be favored by more than a single possession. Memphis would be favored over everybody else in the league. So the gap between Memphis and the top of the league isn't vast. And the gap between Memphis and everybody else that's ahead of them is almost non-existent. And that's why I do think that, yeah, this is supposed to be the season before the season, but this can still be a productive and winning and successful season.
Gary, real quick, if you were an opposing coach in FedEx Forum, do you think you could withstand Harold Bird's wrath when he's giving it to a guy? I found that fascinating. I always do, watching the other coach try to stay composed as Harold Bird is raining down insults. Do you think you could keep your cool as well as TJ and James Jones the other night did it? You think you could handle it?
It's funny. Man. Because, as you know, I never sit on that end of the
right,
court.
So you were with you right there. I wanted to ask you the question. You were hearing all of it, and you know TJ. So you probably could watch it and see his face.
Right. I know TJ. I know Harold. I like Harold a lot. What he means to the University of Memphis is invaluable.
Was that uncomfortable?
I hate that. I find it. I'll just say this. I would never do that to a coach, because when you strip away a coach, it really is just another human. It's just another man.
Yes.
And it's sort of a weird dynamic. Now, I want to be clear. Harold is joking, trying to be funny. Yeah.
And he's done it for years.
Yeah. And he's done it for years, and he's not being mean-spirited.
Of course not.
He's just like, hey, TJ, you need to call a timeout. Or, hey, TJ, you need to call another play. He's just trying to, I guess, entertain himself, entertain the people around him, and maybe see if he can get some sort of reaction out of the coach. TJ never reacted to it in any way.
Yes.
But I personally find it awkward and uncomfortable. I don't mind Harold doing it, but you would never, even if I were a big-time booster sitting on the front row, you would never hear me say those types of things. Because, and this is something I've talked about in the NBA, when you see Kevin Durant go at a Mavericks fan or whatever, I think it is such a weird thing that when you buy a ticket to an event, you think you can say things to another person that you would never say in any other walk of life. I mean, you can actually cuss out another person who is in a basketball arena, sometimes 3 feet from you, and that other person cannot respond or isn't supposed to respond or react. Like, why? And this is just sports, I guess. It's just one of those things where we've always done it, so it's just acceptable. But I find it uncomfortable and on some level, like, just plain wrong when people are yelling at basketball players or basketball coaches or referees the way that they yell in such a closed, in such a confined space. The way they cuss and yell at other men or women in ways that would not be acceptable anywhere else in this world. And again, I want to make sure I'm distinguishing between the two. Harold's not doing that. He's just having fun.
100%.
But still, the whole thing is kind of, I don't know. People around him were laughing, so I guess it's effective in that way. But it's not something I would do. I'll put it that way.
There you go. GP, I always appreciate the time,
man.
Thank you.
I'll see you, bye.
Yep, he is Gary Parrish. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
With the holidays coming, I needed cash and I needed it fast. Thank goodness for the Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com. It's a flexible line of credit that's quick and easy. I only pay for the amount I need, and I only pay for the time I need it. The best part is, I got the money I needed the same day.
I love my Holiday Flex Loan from Advanced Financial. It was perfect for me. This year, I needed flexibility. I didn't want to pick between paying bills and visiting family. AF247.com was super easy, and the money was deposited right into my bank account. Now all my bills are paid, and I can enjoy the holidays.
The Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com starts with a simple, no-nonsense application from your phone or tablet. Open your line of credit and have your money within the hour. Visit us online at AF247.com or come to one of our 24/7 locations. Advanced Financial. Flexibility is good.
My name is Jessica Van Eyck, and I have been a Fraze customer for 8 years. I had a fire break out in the condo behind me. The system went off, and that alerted me. Not thinking, I ran out of the house without my phone, but thankfully, my security system had already called the fire station. I would recommend Fraze Protection because they ultimately saved my life. Without the security system, I wouldn't be here today.
For smart home security, choose local and call Fraze Protection today. Tennessee license 0268.
Hey, this is John Martin. I want to tell you about my man, Dr. Burgess and Burgess Dental. It's where I go. I'm actually going to go there probably tomorrow to get my routine teeth cleaning. I actually enjoy going there because he's one of the best, and he makes everything so convenient. For example, he's going to make me a custom mouthpiece. He says you should always wear mouthpieces when you play basketball of any kind, so I'm going to get one made tomorrow. He should be your dentist because he does it all. He does routine teeth cleanings. He does same-day crowns. He does anything cosmetic. He can take care of all of that for you. He accepts most insurances, and he's just a super nice guy, super cool guy. So stop on in. Tell him John Martin sent you. They're on the web, Burgess Dental is, at Burgess-Dental.com. Again, check them out on the web, Burgess-Dental.com.
The all-new Bob Johnston Chevrolet on Highway 51 in Covington is open and ready to earn your business. Two very important things you'll find are exceptional service and the best prices. The entire staff at Bob Johnston Chevrolet is committed to customer satisfaction, and a big part of that satisfaction is knowing you got the best price possible. Let them show you why Chevrolet is the most awarded and fastest growing brand. Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevrolet, on the web at TennesseeChevrolet.com or BobJohnstonChevy.com.
The only guarantee with the change of seasons is constantly fluctuating outdoor temperatures. But with a new high-efficiency home comfort system from Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can count on comfortable temperatures inside your home every day of the year. For a limited time, upgrade your old, inefficient home comfort system and take advantage of rebates up to $1,000 or up to 36 months interest-free financing. To schedule your free in-home consultation, call us today at 255-1111 or visit us at LandmarkHeatingAndAir.com.
All right, guys, so the holidays are coming up, and that means tons of family time. So this year, why don't you get an amazing deal on entertainment that the whole family can enjoy together? I'm talking about a special offer on Xfinity TV and Internet, which has up to 150 megabits per second download speed for only $35 each month for 2 years when you bundle both with a two-year agreement. And you'll also get HBO included for an entire year. Xfinity is America's best Internet provider, according to speedtest.net, and it delivers the most reliable Internet. Plus, you'll get the ultimate in-home Wi-Fi experience with Xfinity X5. And on top of that, you'll be able to find all your favorites, including on Netflix and coming soon, Amazon Prime Video, just by speaking into your X1 voice remote. To get this special offer, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Offerings 12-9-18 requires EcoBill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After premium promo agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
You can get moving with today's Perks deal. Get $200 towards exact price moving services for only $100 from Big League Movers. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Denver Speedway and events where weekdays are always better. Because Mondays through Thursday, Autobahn is offering one free race for every two that you buy. That is amazing value. Mm-hmm. The tracks over at Autobahn, Jason, they are inspired by real road race courses, but they're better because they're indoors. And it's, I don't know if you guys have noticed, it's cold outside, so you're going to want to be indoors. And over at Autobahn, those tracks are climate control, which means feels good in there.
They're also fun to drive, as are those fully electric Italian-made carts. They're ultra-modern, fun to drive, and amazingly fast. They go up to 50 miles per hour if you haven't been in one, and I promise you can push it to that limit. Definitely not your dad's raggedy old carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. And listen, you're going to be in Birmingham for the Tigers football game. I know John doesn't want to go, but there will be many a Tigers fan there. And I tell you what, there's an Autobahn Indoor Speedway in Birmingham. And oh, by the way, you mentioned to them in Birmingham that you heard this on the Jason and John show. You're going to get an additional 10% off when you go in. Obviously, with Christmas coming up, too, you can get gift cards, stocking stuffers, family night out stuff from Audubon. Give it to the kiddies. They'll love it.
Audubon Indoor Speedway and events. Go. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Gary Parrish for joining us in that last segment. Big game for the Grizzlies tonight, Jason, as they take on the Los Angeles Clippers. Yeah, and this is one you want to win, obviously. You want to win them all. You want to go 82-0, but that's obviously out the window. And you really want to win this one because, you know, listen, when it comes to March and April, you got to think the Clippers are going to be one of those teams that you're jockeying for position within the playoffs. And so, yes, they're tied for first place in the West right now, but they're in your house. So you want to win this game.
Help us, Joakim. Give Mark help.
The debut. I don't know why you're talking like that. But, you know,
hey. It just came out that way.
That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests today, Mark Spears, Robert Mays, Gary Parrish, for joining us on the show today. Eric Kastein's up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett.
WMFS Memphis.
Only 25 cents.
Oh, my goodness. A fortune teller machine.
Oh, here. Put this in.
Soon, your high blood pressure will require very expensive prescription drugs.
Your blood pressure?
How did he know about that?
I see everything.
Let's get out of here.
You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan. We've got you covered.
Your home is your comfort zone, and you take great pride in the tiny details that make it home. The same attention should be given to your home comfort system. Whether it's a simple tune-up to keep your system in top operating condition or it's time to consider replacement, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company you can trust. Family-owned and operated since 1970, we offer fast, friendly, professional service guaranteed. For all your home comfort system needs, call us today at 255-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Men, do you have symptoms of low testosterone or hypogonadism? CNS Healthcare is looking for volunteers to take part in a low testosterone or hypogonadism clinical research study for men 45 to 80 years of age with a history or risk of heart disease or stroke. You may be eligible for some compensation for participation. If you're interested, call 901-843-1045 or visit cnshealthcare.com to learn more.
Wiley Imports, the Mercedes-Benz repair and salvage parts specialist. Our company now has a foreign and domestic car parts salvage yard located at 3763 Old Getwell Road in Memphis. We not only pull the parts, but we deliver to auto shops in business for over 35 years. We have engines, transmissions, body parts, pumps, original wheels, starters, mirrors, and more. Wiley Imports, 362-3081. We also buy junk cars. Wiley Imports, 3763 Old Getwell Road.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair and trustworthy to each customer to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage.